Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for June 25th, 2019. In today's news, Otis will outfit the World Trade Center in Chennai, India, with a comprehensive vertical transportation package. Plans have been unveiled for what will be Oakland, California's tallest office building. Public housing officials in New York City have announced a $500 million renovation plan for 16 buildings that will include full elevator rehabs. A luxury condominium project will offer 108 residences in a 47-story tower in Philadelphia. And ground has been broken for an office tower that will be Boston's tallest.
Otis India will outfit World Trade Center Chennai with a vertical transportation system that includes 54 3.5-meter per second skyrise elevators, 4 escalators, and the Compass Plus destination dispatch system. The contract was awarded by Brigade Group, which is developing the 4-tower, 11-acre project with Government of Singapore Investment Corporation. Rising in an established information technology hub in the old Mahabalipuram Road District in Chennai, India, the project will include the 27-story World Trade Center building, the tallest office tower in the city, plus a 19-story office tower, a 4-story hotel conference building, and a 2-story restaurant. Otis India President Sebi Joseph said his team worked closely with partners including New York City-based architecture firm HOK to realize the project, which also includes multimedia elevator interiors, regen energy-efficient drives, and the Panorama elevator management system.
Plans were unveiled on June 17th for the 28-story Kaiser Permanente Thrive Center, which, at 1.6 million square feet, will be larger than San Francisco's Salesforce Tower and the tallest office tower in Oakland, California. ABC 7 News is among outlets to report. To include community space, parking, and healthcare clinics, the tower at 2100 Telegraph Avenue downtown will serve as headquarters for Oakland-based healthcare company Kaiser Permanente. During a ceremony attended by Kaiser Permanente CEO Bernard Tyson and Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff, it was observed that Kaiser received no tax incentives for the tower, which Schaff said promises to be a community asset. Completion is anticipated in 2023.
The New York City Housing Authority, or NYCHA, will be renovating 16 Manhattan buildings as part of a program that converts NYCHA buildings into Section 8 housing, The Real Deal reports. The $500 million project will affect almost 3,000 residents in 1,700 apartments, and will involve installing new kitchens, bathrooms, and flooring, replacing heating systems, and conducting a full elevator rehab for each of the buildings. The elevator project comes after a study reported an incident rate 5 times greater than that of other elevators in the city. The most recent renovation project will involve Manadnock Development LLC, Lemoore Development Group, Khalil Holdings LLC, and the Community League of Heights. The upgrades are part of the NYCHA 2.0 initiative.
In a lavish ceremony at the Kimmel Center on June 18th, developer Carl Dranoff unveiled Art House, a 47-story, 528-foot-tall condominium tower in Center City, Philadelphia, he described as the crowning achievement of his career, BizNow reports. Designed by Con Peterson Fox, the glass tower at 309 South Broad Street will contain 108 residences, with prices starting at $2 million. Condos will have floor-to-ceiling windows and panoramic views, but what's really remarkable, Dranoff said, is an amenities package, quote, meant to be unique enough to justify, end quote, the asking prices. Those amenities include a 75-foot-long indoor pool and personal garden plots on a sixth-floor rooftop terrace. Completion is anticipated in late 2021.
Construction began on June 20th for what will be the tallest office building built in Boston since 1984. The 600-foot-tall, 1-million-square-foot office building will be located at 1 Congress Street in the Bullfinch Crossing Project. The project is the site of a government center garage and covers 4.8 acres over 2 city blocks. Bullfinch Crossing will include 6 buildings for office space, apartments, condominiums, a hotel, shops, and a 1-acre rooftop garden, WBZ reports. The project, designed by Pele Clark Pele, is expected to be complete by 2022.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.